I understand you were having some financial issues with your business.
No, not anymore. My business went bankrupt.
What went wrong?
We had a problem with the FDA. We had a recall. Actually, we had two recalls. We processed a lot of crap, and there was Listeria in some of the samples. We tested every sample, every batch we made, we tested. We retrieved all the product. We actually went through a period of almost 3 weeks. Every shift clean. That's all we did. We didn't process at the request of the Rhode Island Health Department. So
you had a small business loan with the state, right, through the Commerce Corporation?
Yeah.
And $90,000 of that got written off.
Well, I'm not sure if it got written off yet. I was not notified of that.
The Commerce Corporation voted on it. They voted to write it off. It's been several years.
No? I didn't get a copy or any notification that it was written off. I can tell you the loan was initially $325,000 or $300,000. And when I ran into problems, it was down to about $80,000 or $85,000. It could have been $90,000.
Have you heard anybody raise the issue that your wife is related to the head of that loan corporation and
voted
on it?
Well, he wasn't the head, but he was on it, yeah.
You don't see that as a conflict of interest?
Well, first of all,
not for you, but I mean for him, and I understand.
But you can check the records. He recused himself from any vote. He recused himself for any vote that had to do with me.
Okay.
So
you're sure of that? You're sure of that? I did check the records.
Done. That's what I was told by Ray.
Do you have assets to pay off those liabilities? They seem pretty substantial. $7 million in liabilities.
Well, it's not $7 million in liabilities, but no, I don't have the assets to pay more.
Well, how much in liabilities is it?
I think it's about $1.7 million with one bank, and the SBA could be about $80,000. And I'm working off my memory, so I don't have the exact figures in front of me.
And so, where is that now?
It's still in the receiver's hands.
But So do you expect to pay those debts off?
I would certainly hope so, but we don't know.
But it's been
in the hands of the receiver.
But it's been several years.
Yes, it has. And the receiver hasn't settled the we haven't gotten the final papers yet.
What message does that send to taxpayers that you're representing?
I think it sends a message that, you know what, I've been on the top and I've been on the bottom, and I understand both sides. So I don't think it sends a bad message at all. I had 100 people working for me, 100 good people, and that's who I feel bad for. I don't feel bad for me because I'll survive in my family.
Right.
I'll have 3 meals a day and a roof over my head. I was in business for over 40 years. I employed over 100 people when I had a problem with the FDA, and that subsequently led to my going out of business. Nothing I'm ashamed of. I feel bad for the 100 employees that I had because a lot of them were very dedicated employees.
Do you think the taxpayers would have an issue with that? You're deciding a $70 million budget every year. Do you think they would have an issue with what you had gone through? Do you think they relate that to your ability to serve or not?
You know what? Some of them may. Some of them may. But all I can tell you is my record's here. I've been on the council for a long time. They know who I am. They know how I serve. I've never taken a dime from anybody in the public. I've never had a fundraiser, so they know where my allegiance lies.
Well, you've taken
dimes to the people in the town of Smithfield, not to other people.
Well, I understand that, but you've taken dimes, a lot of dimes, from taxpayer-funded.
Well, you could say that.
Was that not accurate?
Well, if you want to portray it like that, it's accurate.